Well, Elijah, I have a special surprise for you. This is a very special place. You see this aisle here? Over 3 years ago, I walked your mommy down this aisle. Yeah, I did. I gave her away to your daddy. Yeah. And all these people here, they love you. Yes, they do. And they're prayed for mommy and daddy and as you got here. Yeah, they did. They're very special people. They're our church family. And all of us together, we worship God. And it's our prayer for you that you'd grow to understand that and that you would love the Lord. Do you know what your name means? That's probably close, yeah. Your name, Elijah, means Yahweh is my God. Is that true? All of us here are praying that someday soon, you'll turn your life over to Yahweh and let him rule your life. Let's see. Mommy and Dad, come on up here. I was warned he decided not to eat this morning. So we'll see how this goes. Carissa, Chad, it's my privilege to do this parent dedication. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And the thing that I want to challenge you two with, it's been wonderful to have you living with us as you're getting your education, Chad, and it's been great to see the way you are the leader of your family spiritually. And we pray that that will continue. It's great to know that you read this little one Bible stories, even at his age. Do you like Bible stories? Huh? Yeah, well, we'll say that that's a yes. And Carissa, it's wonderful to see you as a mother and to see you love and care for this little one. I've got some questions for you. Carissa and Chad, do you promise this day to bring Elijah up in a home that loves and serves the Lord God Almighty?
Yes.
Do you commit yourselves to walk in a personal relationship with God, which Elijah will be able to catch by observation and you'll teach him by precept?
Yes, we do.
Is it the desire of your heart to present Elijah before God, recognizing that he's just a gift of God. He's on temporary loan to all of us. And God loves him. And you need to entrust him to his care. Will you do that? And do you likewise dedicate Elijah in the presence of our church family to ask for their help and their encouragement in the dedication process and nurturing this little one so that one day he might himself give his life to Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior? Well, your mommy and daddy have committed to a lot, my little guy. And there's a lot of other family members here. So let me invite Pastor John up and Susie and Dale and Cindy.
This is a real treat, a real honor, and I'm going to ask all of you to stand with me now, would you please? And we're going to, you'll see in your notes for today, you'll see a covenant of support. I'd like you to take that out, and we're going to read this together, because this is an act of worship. This is an act of worship that Pastor Dennis asked me to reserve 3 months ago. for today. So this is planning. But we've planned this time of worship, and as well we should. So I'm going to ask us, we're going to read this together. We've read this sort of thing before, but let's do this in a very, very personable way. Let's read. As a body of believers in Jesus Christ, we commit ourselves to God and this family to stand by them as they seek to nurture Elijah in his understanding of the things of God. We covenant with them to love the Lord with heart, soul, mind, and strength, to fear the Lord, to walk in all his ways, and to serve him with all our resources, so that Elijah will grow up well aware of God's work among his people. We promise to walk before Elijah in ways that will point him to a personal relationship with Jesus. We commit ourselves to Krissa, promising that we will pray for them and provide an atmosphere which will encourage the development of their personal spiritual lives. It is our joy and privilege to participate and commit to a family, and we do so as an act of worship before him. You can see that we're real good with liturgical things. Let me pray. Okay, Elijah, we're almost there. We're coming down this final stretch here. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this life. We thank you for the joy that his family has had in anticipating him coming into this world. And we pray, Father, that he would you'd bless him in every way. May you capture his attention by what he sees in his home, by what he hears from your people. And Father, may he trust you and follow you all the days of his life. We know you love him. We love him too. And we dedicate this family and him to you in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Well, as we said, planning well in advance, we plan to worship this way today by taking God very seriously when he tells us, do we hear this? He tells us as individuals to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love him. This is the Shema. It gives glory to God. We promise to love him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the very same text which tells God's people that this is what God desires for us. He says that we are to raise our children in a home that senses that in every aspect of life. And so we have today a little video that will, things that you on a Father's Day need to be reminded that you'll probably never hear these words from a dad.